Stars Don't Lie in Liverpool helped 2017 become the most successful year to date. Amir Khan has finally got an opponent for his fight at Liverpool's Echo Arena. The boxer will face Canadian Phil Greco on April the 21st. It's as he gets back into the ring for the first time in 2 years. And it looks like West Brom have beaten Newcastle to Daniel Sturridge's signature. He's reportedly not turned up to St James's Park for talks and has gone to the Hawthorns instead. And there's more news and sport online.
Football is all a matter of opinion. Share yours. 01514720967. It's the Legends with Aldo and Sharpie on Radio City and Radio City Talk.
And a very good evening and welcome on to the Radio City Legends with John Aldridge, Graham Sharp and myself, Steve Hothersall. Always here on a Monday and a Thursday night, 6.30 until 7.30. And whatever you want to talk about, it might be Daniel Sturridge, it might be Seamus Coleman returning to the fray with Everton. Whatever it is, something on your mind, give us a shout. The number is 01514720967. That number again, 01514720967. Of course, it's been a rest for the Blues over the weekend, so John is expecting a few Reds to ring in tonight and discuss the FA Cup disaster. Hello, boys. Are we okay?
Steve,
yeah. FA Cup and VAR and all that.
Can you turn the telly off? I don't want to watch the cup draw.
Oh, it's right there.
Yeah. I want to watch it, yeah.
That's the first time you two have said turn the television off ever, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, it's the FA Cup. It's,
I tell you what.
It's dear to our hearts, me and Sharpie, you know what I mean? Obviously, great competition. I know it's not what it used to be, but to go out, it hurts. You know, it really hurts from Liverpool. And in the manner, the way which we went out, it was a calamity. You know, it's going back to the Spurs game. I thought we'd learnt our lessons against Tottenham Hotspur, obviously, and we had a great run since, but apparently not. And conceded 6 goals in the last 2 games at home, whereas before that we only conceded 3 in all the games. It's madness.
The wheels have properly fallen off.
I was going to ask, so how many changes did he make from what you would say is Liverpool's normal side?
Just 2. Well, the goalkeeper, we don't know
right,
the goalkeeper.
Okay, right, okay.
Changed,
right, okay. So
Moreno and Trent Alexander. Who, to be fair, Sharpie, did. Trent had, and he's done well for us. Yeah. He's a young kid. He had his worst game for the club on Saturday.
Right.
Matip was all woeful. Mourinho, really poor. Van Dijk, not the best.
No. You know, so really what you're saying is, like, and I looked at Man City as well and the team they put out. The top teams aren't chopping and changing as much. Usually when it used to be you say, oh, 6 or 7 changes, yeah. And then you think, well, okay, we get knocked out, you know, that's why. But I don't think of any reason, any excuses now. No, there's not an excuse.
Well, I think Klopp, ahead of this game, had received a little bit of criticism that people thought he might not take it seriously enough.
Yeah.
So before the game, he essentially said, no, I want to win this competition.
Yeah.
And he put out as strong a team as he could. All right, you could argue about the left back, whatever. But the rest of them, you say, that's a strong 11.
Yeah,
absolutely. We got the first goal.
Yeah.
You know, you can, the way it is now, he's got to play, well, Sharpie's said there, he's got to play between now and the end of the season his best team every game. There's no need for chopping and changing now. We're out of the cups. We got the Champions League game, which, you know, that'll happen in midweek when you're playing games at the weekend. It doesn't matter. He has to play his top team every game and not chop and change and rotate for me. Yeah. And if someone gets injured, you know, someone else gets his opportunity, got to wait for that opportunity. Because there's no, we got to stay in the top 4. Massive week for us, this. It's a massive week. You know, Huddersfield, you know, if we can win there and then beat Tottenham at home. Tottenham's got Man United in the week, and those, there are nearest challenges, if you like, I think, for the top 4 spot, and it's a huge week for us.
How disappointing that 3 years of FA Cup action for Jurgen Klopp, he's gone out of the competition at the fourth round stage.
Yeah, very early.
A little bit strange, isn't it?
Is it two West Brom?
Wolves. Last year.
And the first year, can you remember?
That was a shocker, wasn't it?
Right out of my head. Who is it? I can't remember who it was. Definitely fourth round for the...
Yeah, but so the teams that you knocked out against are teams that you expect to beat?
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. And Andy D before it was, I can't think it was, but it was someone we should have beat.
Yeah.
Oh, West Ham.
Was it West Ham?
West Ham, yeah, away, which is, you know, they could, they, on the day, they, I hope them park it, yeah. They beat us, it was Steve, yeah. Pretty sure about that. Mm. Hey, it stings. You know, if it ruins your weekend. You know, you couldn't even have a couple of beers after the game. It was too late, Steve, wasn't it? You know, by the time
we
you got
one,
home.
Didn't we?
A couple of beers, yeah.
Right, well, I'm sure I'm sure we'll get calls on VAR, so if you want to give us a shout.
But, you know, the VAR, all right, Steve. And I know it's in its early primitive stages, and we know that. But it was the right decisions. You know, there's loads of grey areas, and we spoke about it last week. The penalty was a penalty, and it was offside. The goal, it was right. The one thing the referee missed out on, you know that penalty when he pulled Salah back, that's possibly a sending off. No one's hit on that. It's definitely a booking. It's the last man. He's in the middle of the goal. You know, I'm not saying he should have got sent off, but possibly, and he overlooked that because he was too intently looking at the decision whether there's a penalty or not. So the referee, you know, overseeing that. But it got right. All right, it took forever.
Yeah.
It took forever. And that's the one thing they've got. Yeah. They've got to shorten it down.
Well, I just said to see before we come on here, the penalty incident, yeah, okay, if he gives a penalty for that, what's going to happen? Every corner that comes in the box there.
Yeah, it could do, yeah.
You could just say, right, we'll just stop it and review this because there's people getting pulled and pushed and everything all the time. So I just think, but my biggest gripe is, I think if it's the case and he said a word in his ear, he goes over to the screen, looks at it again, sees if he's wrong or he's right, and makes his decision. He doesn't go after being buzzed and saying, I think you've made a mistake there. I think you've made a mistake. So what I'm saying is, the referee on the night, he referees the game, not the fella in the studio 100 mile away. Who's sitting in the studio in London or whatever.
Who's actually the real referee, isn't he now? Well, he is, because he's in charge of the game.
So that's what I'm saying, so that's wrong. So the person who's in charge when they kick off, the referee on the pitch, should make the final decision. He shouldn't be pushed towards something by somebody who's sitting. He should be able to look at the same thing they see in the screen and say, right, OK, I've seen that decision. Mm. Have I made the right decision there? No. Yes, I have. Oh, I'm taking it. Or, no, I'm not. Right, you're right, I'll go with your... But he's got to be able to referee and make that decision. He can't be bullied into it by somebody sitting in the studio.
I actually didn't know someone in London or whatever.
Yeah, Uxbridge.
Should be. See, they're a team, aren't they? The four officials every game are a team. That's why they say themselves, we're a team. Yeah. We've got the linesman, whatever they're called now, the referee and the fourth official. Mm-hmm. Now, they're a team. Whoever's that fourth official is part of the team. Yeah. And he should be on the monitor there at the ground. At the ground, and if there's a problem between the two of them and they're not sure, then the referee goes and have a look. But he's got to say, he's a top referee. If I haven't seen it and it's, you know, I was blinded by the vision and he has, then that's good enough for me. Yep. If not, they get their heads together, do it as quick as possible. Mm-hmm. The biggest one is, and I'm going back to when Jack Rodwell got sent off. We were doing the comms, weren't we? And when we seen the actual tattle, it wasn't a sending off. And Martin Atkinson sent him off. Now, whether Liverpool player was stayed down for some time while he got treatments. Now, that's a minute and a half, 2 minutes. That's well enough time to eradicate the red card and give the referee an opportunity to dwell on it, knowing that it's a yellow or a red. That goes without saying. That's an easy way of using the VAR.
Inside the ground.
That's what the fourth official should be there for.
Yeah. Well, inside the ground, it was farcical, wasn't it? Because no one knew what was going on. The scoreboard was changing between different scores, wasn't it? It went 2-1, 2-2, 3-2, and everyone was going, the scoreboard's wrong.
But away from that, West Bromwich Albion only had four shots a goal, and the ball was in the net four times. Mm. Four shots a goal. Swansea had one shot a goal in the net. City had about five shots a goal, scored three goals. Now, that is problematic from a defensive point of view, Sharpie, isn't it?
Yeah, be disappointed. But listen, we talk about Liverpool and this. I think you've got to give credit to West. And I hate saying this because I'm not a fan of the manager.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
The game against Everton, they should have won. They were the better side. And I thought they played against Liverpool and they played some good stuff and they got forward. And, you know, and the boy Rodriguez is coming into a game now. I've always thought he was a decent player. We got a really bad injury and he's come back from that now. But listen, I don't think they'll be in and around the drop zone long either. And I have to say again, and I hate saying it, why we let Gareth Barry go?
He played very well.
Yeah. Yeah. Sent to Sharp. He looks so fit still.
Super pro.
Yeah, he's a pro, you know. Yeah. He's you need an old head in there. As long as you've got, you know, young legs alongside you, you know, you can get away with it for so long.
Just a quickie on VAR before we take a couple of calls. So how many potential penalties do you think there are in the game?
Every corner.
Yeah?
Every corner.
Is that not the can of worms that's been opened now, then?
Well, every corner. Now what you're seeing is, in the past it was all about grappling and holding people. Then he came in and said, that ain't going to happen. We're going to award penalties. So they awarded one or two penalties. And then people thought, that's it. We've got to the bottom of it. That won't happen again. Yeah. It's crept back into the game again. So what I'm saying is, if he's going to judge it by that, there's penalties in every single game. In every single game, there's penalties because of the grappling in the box. But they don't stop it.
And if you get, like, I'm going, we've heard nothing since the lad got done at Palace for Everton.
Yes.
He got done, didn't he? Nothing's happened since then. Nothing has happened to any other players since then about diving and cheating. Now, this VAR, if he's not sure about the penalty and he's deemed to have dived, that's when the red card's got to come in. Get him off. That VAR will stop diving of some sort if he sends them off to try and con the referee. Stop them diving. That's something that we all want out the game, isn't it?
Right, we'll talk more about it a little bit later on. Let's get to the phone lines on the Radio City Legends with 188BET. We're going to start with a blue, and of course, Everton in action this week. Aldo's delighted. Everton playing Leicester this week. Let's have a chat with Joe first.
Good old Joe.
Evening, Joe.
Hi, boys. You okay?
Hi, Joe.
All right, Joe.
Just moving forward, really, and VAR aside, because I know the controversy that's caused. But it's funny to see, you know, things going in Liverpool's favour and then actually going against them for a change, to be honest.
Good point, Joe. Smashing touch caller.
just moving forward in terms of Everton, really, obviously, you know, obviously crying out for a left-back, and then rumours Garber's going to be in and around the squad. Obviously, you've got Coleman to come back, but then you've got John Joe Kenny playing well. You've got Martina, moving forward, you know, the players that we're looking at, then you've got, you know, clubs coming in for Schneidl and fans saying, you know, get rid of him. He hasn't been playing well. But we aren't giving players a chance. I'm looking at David Clough there and I'm thinking, Ajax are a good side in Holland. They're not a good side European anymore. But yes, he took them as captain to a Europa League final against Man United. Fair enough, they never won it.
Yeah.
But there's got to be something about them. There's got to be, you know, you're looking at Christian Eriksen, and he didn't do it straight away. You're looking at Bernardo Silva at Man City, he didn't do it straight away. But you're not giving these players a chance. And then to move forward for me, I'm saying, well, okay, if someone coming in for Schneidl, they're getting money, we'd pay for them. And I don't want to see him go. You know, I want to see him playing well the way he was when we signed him. But I just don't think we're giving the players a chance, to be honest. Sanzo, you know, we've seen a little bit more than we have of Klaassen. I know everyone's saying about Klaassen. When we did see him in a few games, he was pulling out the tackles. But, you know, we've had players doing that all season. So I just think moving forward, it's quite clear. I don't think we're going to be getting left back in. So what do we do? Do we play people out of position?
Joe, I think it's
a big name.
Yeah, I think it's really death. But I was looking at it today and I'm thinking, you know, the worrying thing for me is I'm looking at the team and the ages as well. We've got to be careful. You know, we don't get loaded up with players who are on the latter end of their career, if you like. You know, like Rooney's over 30, Baines, Jags, Williams all over 36, Sigerson I think's come up that age group as well, I might be wrong, so we've got to be very careful that we don't get, you know, top loaded with players, you know, 30 plus. We've got to make sure our squad is a young squad with a bit of experience in there as well. So I agree with you. I think, you know, the manager, whether it be Sam Allardyce in the summer, has to have a major overhaul of the squad. I think he'll look at it and he'll think, right, okay, as you quite rightly said, people have been linked with moves away. You think of Besic as well, who's not getting anywhere near it. You mentioned Klaassen and Ramirez. You know, so there's a lot of players here. So the manager has come in short term to do a job, but if he's here in the summer, I think he's got a big job. I think he's got a really big job to turn around the squad and get it finally balanced.
I'm looking, obviously, at the main spine of the team now, and not necessarily at the minute, but moving forward 2-3 years, obviously you've got Pickford, Keane, Holgate, Tom Davis, Calvert-Lewin, and players that can link up alongside them. I mean, I want to see them in the team more often. Keane said himself, you know, he wasn't having his best of games, and you'd understand him not being fit and not coming straight back into the team. I get that. But then, like you say, you've got two centre-half there in Jagi Elkner and Williams that you look at and thinking, like you say, they're at the back end of the career, aren't they? And then you've got, obviously, Holgate and Williams, which, you know, young English centre-halves. And there is a lot of positives, but, I mean, for me, I don't know who the right man is, because we're too busy to blaming the managers to notice what the players are actually doing on the pitch. We've done it for years, obviously.
Joe, you're right, and the one thing I see to be is the Schneiderlin thing, who's been linked with a move away to West Ham, I think, this afternoon. But think back last season. He was excellent. And he started this season, and he hasn't been at his best, but he's been absolutely, you know, pillared, you know, from supporters, get ready, rubbish and all that kind of thing. He can't go from being, you know, a decent player and a good player to that bad overnight. So he's having a run of form, which isn't great. But that's basically in the team. I think the team aren't performing as a whole, and it's not just him. So I think the team are struggling. So I think I agree with you what you said at first. I think it's hard to be overcritical. Listen, he hasn't played well. We all can see that. But to give up on him is easy. I think he's still, if you've got a decent squad and a decent team, I think he's still got a big part to play. I think he's got more of a part to play than some of the others. The Klaassen situation, we'll have to wait and see how that goes. But Mo Besic is another one. What happens with him? You know, James McCarthy's out. So I think whoever is here in the summer has got massive decisions to make in the squad.
So you're definitely not getting a left-back, yeah? Big Sam basically said today, didn't he, it would be too much of a gamble in this window.
Well, if he said that, that's what's going to happen. But, you know, as Joe quite rightly said, Garbutt's been brought back into the squad. Whether he plays or not remains to be seen. Listen, we all know what he's like and what he's capable of. But as I said to somebody before on the show, you've got to show that day in, day out in training and have that desire and will and passion to play. If the manager's not seen that, he's not going to pick you.
Joe, good points. Go on quickly, one more point.
Just the problem is, you know, as you say, like, the manager sees it. You know, people, it's like I say, people are too busy blaming the manager, but he sees more than we see. We see them turning up of a weekend. He sees them every day when they're in training. So, like you rightfully say, you know, I put faith in every manager we have until that day comes. So,
Joe, fingers crossed, but as I said, I think he's got a big job.
Nice one. Thank you very much indeed, Joe. Top first caller. We will get a red on next. There's plenty that want to talk to Aldo this evening. 01514720967. 01514720967. Radio City Legends with 188BET.
Well, a reminder that the earlier accident at Edge Hill, Smithdown Road, around the junction of Lodge Lane, that has cleared and traffic is moving well. Still really slow through Lowton Newton Road both ways between Winnick Lane and Church Lane. And through Liverpool Rice Lane in both directions is slow between Queen's Drive and Switch Island. You're up to date for Liverpool on the North West.
Winston Wolfe, direct line, you are?
Jane, the landlord.
So I understand a piece of equipment is misfiring. There'll be some cold bodies in this house. Sorry, Jane, your boiler is broken.
Oh, it's going to cost an arm and a leg.
Don't worry, you've got Direct Line Landlord Insurance. They cover boiler breakdowns as standard with buildings cover. Get it repaired or replaced, they'll pay the cost.
Brilliant.
Switch for boiler breakdown cover as standard with buildings cover. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Excludes wear and tear. £200 excess supplies. Not a call-out service. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Get the latest travel online now at radiocitytalk.co.uk.
Radio City Talk.
The Legends with 188BET. Pre-match, in-play, bet involved. Please gamble responsibly.
Creating a perfect holiday with Travel Republic is just like creating anything. You start off with the basics, like, I want a beach holiday. Then you add a little more. A four-star hotel. Then you add a few more flourishes. Near the beach, a local restaurant, flights from your favourite airport, and it's all been reviewed by people like you. And before you know it, you've made something really special. Book your perfect holiday. Search Travel Republic now. Travel Republic. Yours for the making. Protected.
As winter fell across the kingdom of the north, the iron thrones of Alpha driving forth, steering course. By app, by card, when next your plans are made. With steady hand, the game of phones must now be played. Make the call, seal your fate. 722-8888. Choose the cab firm worthy of your journey. Arrive with Alpha. Alpha-taxi.co.uk. The Alpha force that drives the north.
Using the Groupon app, a healthier, fitter you needn't break the bank. You can save up to 60% on a range of fitness classes across the UK. Try something new or kickstart an old favourite this January. You can even get a fitness tracker to monitor your progress. Download the free Groupon app and have a happy new you.
The Motor Range Big Sale is on now. Check out the massive reductions online today. Save thousands of pounds on hundreds of cars. Remember, we've more than 1,000 cars with every single car reduced in price. Ford, Vauxhall, Audi, VW, Nissan, Mercedes, BMW and more. All the best makes and models with hundreds of fresh cars arriving every week. Click motorrange.co.uk to find your dream car and reserve it online. Change your current car for a newer, better car in the Big Sale. Look online today. Click motorrange.co.uk.
Magic. Moments, a winning goal, a trophy lifted. That's what makes a football fan. Snapshot memories replayed over and over. Share those moments with LFC.UPIC football. Put yourself at the centre of the action, surrounded by your heroes. Mane, Firmino. Just type LFC.UPIC football. Choose your favourite scene, upload your pick, and become part of the action forever. It's the ultimate fan gift. Visit LFC.UPIC football and let's make history.
UPIC! Sit back, relax, have a little snooze. You're on a Virgin train. If you're listening to this in a car,
eyes on the road!
Virgin Trains. Liverpool to London in just 2 hours, 12 minutes.
We've been thinking about the nuclear family. That vision of Mum, Dad and their 2.4 children. And how times have changed. How we're now living longer and our kids are leaving home later. So we thought, with all this change, shouldn't we change the way we think about mortgages? So we now cater for all types of family, and are trying to turn Generation Rent into Generation Buy. Mortgages for how life is now. NatWest, we are what we do.
Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
This is the home of red and blue banter and debate. Call now, 0151 472 0967. It's the Legends with Aldo and Sharpie. On Radio City and Radio City Talk.
10 to 7 on your Monday night, the Radio City Legends with 188bet. Now, of course, the transfer window is only open for another couple of days, and it will shut on the same day that the matches are taking place. Mm-hmm. A few managers seem to be a little bit annoyed about this. It doesn't quite work properly, does it,
if Premier League matches are happening? Why do they have to wait until the last minute? Why have they not got it done now? This is what gets me. Why do they have to wait to the last minute?
But if they haven't got it done, and they are playing a game, it hardly helps them, does it?
How long have they had to get it done?
It might be a last-minute deal. Look at Daniel Sturridge. Who'd have known he was going to go to West Brom?
Why have West Brom waited this long?
They've got
it done 2 days before, whatever. So you're telling me if you're leaving it right up to the last minute?
It's crazy.
Mad.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Maybe they wanted someone else. And then Daniel came on the scene. Daniel Sturridge to West Brom. They're going to pay all his wages, John. I think it was muted. He'd go to Newcastle at the last minute.
Reportedly, he's on about 150 grand a week, isn't he? So they're going to save about 4 million till he comes back or whatever. Is it worth 4 million? You know,
surely you've got to replace him if you're going to let him go.
You know, obviously, he's not in the manager's thoughts. You know, you've got Danny Ings, maybe. He's been out a long time. Solanke. Other than that, he's no one else. Mm. You know, if something was to happen, are we strong? I know Mane and Salah possibly can go down the middle if need be. I don't know. It's a strange one. You might as well just have it safeguarded, you know, as an insurance policy if you do need him to just... And to be fair, he's not pulled up any routes of anything. He's not been playing well at all. You know, he might need a new start, play games and whatever, but he's never going to get back to what he was anyway. But he certainly can change a game with the flick of a switch because... I mean, we all know how good he is with the abilities. That's not the
question.
So
what is it? Is it a money-saving exercise for Liverpool?
I think it's a slap in the face for Sturridge. I honestly do. I honestly think that he's probably looking at it and thinking, I'll get back in here. And all of a sudden, this is a case of...
Don't want
you're not in my plans. Mm. You're not in my plans. Mm. Even.
Definitely not in the plans. Sharpie's right there. Yeah.
And he said... So I can understand why he's going to West Brom over Newcastle, maybe just because of...
Well, he's from the area.
Yeah, distance and locality and everything else, but it's a big chance for him. You know, he's got to go there and do well, you know, to get a move again in the summer. Mm. You know, he's got to go there or, listen, the outside chance, slimmest chance of getting the England World Cup squad. If he goes there, he's playing week in, week out, or he'd like to think so, scores goals, he's got a chance of getting in the England squad. At the moment, he's not going to get a chance, and it's obviously now that he's told him he can go, He's never going to get the chance at Liverpool.
Do you know, it's strange, like what Alan Pardew, I don't know. He's just got them clicking again, with playing in a manner which they're all together. Yeah. They're working the socks off from front to back. Mm. You know, Ron don't like him. He didn't even play Saturday. You know, Daniel Sturridge is not that type of player. And I can't understand that part of it.
Yeah.
You know, because he's...
Must have guaranteed him football time.
Well, I'm just saying. But if he wants to defend from the front... He's not the type of player that you would get, with all due respect. Then he's a very comfortable player, isn't he? You know what I mean? Luxury player, if you like.
I'll still go back to the point I made last Thursday. If you're going to let him go, say Liverpool get to a Champions League quarter final, semi final.
Yeah.
Well, where's the strength? Where's the backup strength?
You might as well have someone on the bench that could change the game. You know, for sake of saving five million.
But
you know,
the simple thing, John, is if you boil it all the way down, he doesn't fancy him.
He doesn't fancy him
for the fact that the way he wants to play, and with Sturridge. Yeah. If you were talking about fully fit Sturridge of four or five years ago,
absolutely, yeah.
Would he fit in? Yeah, he'd fit in. Yeah. But he's looked at him now, and he's probably looked at him in training and looked at him and thought, no, he's not really for me.
Good point. You know, in training, you know, which a lot of these managers go by training, Klopp in particular. I don't think Daniel Sturridge is the one who's going to really, you know, put himself about in training, would you? And Sharpie's, you know, that's a really good point.
Mm-hmm. Right, let's get back to the phone lines. Radio City Legends with 188 Bet. It's 5-7. Kev's up next. So what do you want to touch on, Kev?
I'm the VAR. Good evening, gentlemen, again.
Hello, Kev.
Yeah, no, I'm a huge big fan of VAR.
Yeah.
In fact, I'd buy it and put it in goal because it saves more than Mignolet.
I seen that the weekend.
I wondered how long it would be before Mignolet got a bit of stick.
Yeah. No. To be honest, I'm definitely for it. I'd rather get beat on the correct decision than the wrong one.
Yeah.
Right? And it will also highlight how poor the officials are. VAR wasn't a problem on Saturday. It was the officials. They were awful. You know what I mean? And you were talking about diving again. Players will be thinking a bit, you know what I mean? And also, the correct decision. Do you remember when we nearly done it, Aldo, in 2014?
Yeah.
Remember Sterling's goal at City? Got wheeled out for offside?
Yep.
If that was VAR, we'd have won the league.
Oof.
It's a bit of a call, isn't it?
No, you know, it is. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of talk over the coming years with this VAR, but if used correctly, it's a must. It is a must.
Oh,
it's
got to be quick.
It will get quicker and quicker, you know, because they've got to do that, you know, it makes no sense.
Yeah.
Actually, at half time, they put 4 minutes up. The first instance was 4 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then they had two injuries that lasted a minute. It should have been 7 minutes.
Yeah.
And
it should have been.
You know,
it was poor.
So that, to be fair, I don't think he's a great man, referee.
His name is Pawson, but it's spelled wrong. It's P-O-O-R, isn't it?
Yes, you know, good luck. Yeah, I love that one. Yeah.
You know, but now, as I said, it's got to come through. It's going to have teething problems. You know, like goal line technology. It's anything to help the right correct decision.
Do you think it helped? All right, I'll just put this one to you. People talk about it, you know, last 48 hours or so, whatever it be. Do you think it helped if people, like the managers, only have two or three, you know, times a game that they can actually pick to benefit their side?
You could try that. Like you do in tennis, you can, like, an appeal.
People are saying that because otherwise you're having too much. I don't know, but, you know, they will get it right. It will take time, but I'm sure they'll get it right down the road.
I don't agree with what you said, Aldo, about the fourth official, haven't you? Because he gets enough sticky anyway after managers. Imagine if he disallows a goal.
Oh, what a shame.
He's going to stand next.
What a shame. He deserves everything he gets. He's doing nothing else.
Is it right? Yeah. If you can't see it, slow motion action replay, come on.
Come on.
No,
but you know what I mean?
You're there to watch him once, twice, at the most three times. And you can do that in a minute. You know,
you can do devices, you know what I mean? I just feel sorry for the fourth official because he gets dogs abuse anyway.
Don't feel sorry for any official.
Can I tell you what? He gets well paid for putting a number board up to see how many minutes extra time they've got.
£4,000 a week.
That's it, yeah.
£4,000 a week, the referee, and they get a few.
Tell you what, you're a hard gentleman, aren't you? You're very hard, aren't you?
That idea that you have about it being like tennis, Can you imagine once you've used your three lives? Yeah. Can you imagine what's going to be going on the pitch then?
It'd be big talking points.
We've got the issues. I like the tennis now, haven't we?
Yeah, you don't want to take away the talking points as such. You just want it to be fair, don't you? You know, on both sides of the fence.
Anyway,
but to be honest,
Kev, before you go, Kev, Liverpool didn't lose because of VAR. Liverpool lost because they were atrocious. So, John, we haven't got into this yet.
No.
Why were Liverpool so bad?
Well, we've seen it before. We flick a button sometimes in games, and we've seen it this year at Seville. We've seen it at Tottenham Hotspur. We've seen it at Manchester City, and we've seen it again the weekend. Yeah. All right, Man City scored three goals. All right, two late ones. But we flick the switch, and they go. You know, you can call it leadership on the park, call it what they want. I haven't got a clue. Bloody clue what's going on, but it's not good.
The thing is, we need the spine. Van Dijk is the first part of it, right? We want to get a strong keeper. Keita coming in next season, you know, get another centre out, or even give Gomez a go. I don't know, but we've not got a spine, right?
I think the keeper will come in now because it shows you the manager has had enough the way he's acting with the keepers. So obviously, one of those keepers will stay, one will go, and he will bring a keeper in. You know, he has to bring a goal scorer in for me, right to the top. I know Firmino's done great, and he's still be involved in one way or another within the team. We need a 25 goals striker, a centrepiece striker, as well as what we've got around him. And then we need a defensive midfield player. I agree with you in the spine with Van Dijk. We agree that whether that's going to be enough at the end of the day, the way we play, we leave ourselves open sometimes. I don't know.
Sharpie, you've got a lot of friends who are Liverpool fans. You told me this off air. And you said they've all been criticising Mignolet.
Yeah, I've read it everywhere that, you know...
Oh, they're not your mates telling you this?
No, I've just read it everywhere, and the general opinion is, you know, the goalkeeper again. And I'm thinking...
You have nothing to do, Sharpie.
Yeah, exactly. You can't just blame it on the goalkeeper. I think that's the easy way out to blame... And we know, listen, they know Liverpool have got a problem with the goalkeepers and they've chopped and changed, but it's not just him. You know, defensively, as John says, whatever, there's something not right that they're conceding goals. Like the goal that Rodriguez scored, was it the first goal?
Top corner.
The second goal when he's ran the length of pitch. That's poor defending. That's not the goalkeeper's fault.
No.
You know, so there's something, there's not just the goalkeeper. No, I think it's easy for people just to blame Mignolet or Karius or whatever kind of thing. I think there's more than that. And I agree with the lads that maybe the spine of the team, you know, is not right.
Liverpool's midfield put on an interesting display.
Absolutely terrible. You can put fingers at the back four, and we have done, by the way, because they didn't do the jobs. But in front of them, and you dissect the goals, and you're looking at the first one when there was Sean lost his man twice, and even young Trent didn't go through the ball with the man. He went past him, skipped past him. The finish was brilliant. You know, two goalkeepers wouldn't have saved that. It's a fantastic finish, but it shouldn't have got to that spot. You know, it was only 20, 30 seconds after we seemed to score against West Brom. You know, we know there's a football saying you're at your most vulnerable when you just scored a goal. And it's true, and it's Sharpie. You've got to make sure you're switched on. Against West Brom at home, you got the first goal. Hey, happy days. Because you've got to, you know, you see the game management then. And the first thing is to get the ball off them to kick off and play what we're playing. And you don't have to force men forward then. You manage the game, but we don't seem to be able to do that.
Can I just say something, and you mentioned it before about Chan and the contract. Wrangle problems, is he going to stay, is he going to go? I don't think that's helping him. I don't mentally that's helping him.
He was brilliant against City.
But what I'm saying is, he must... Listen, if he wants to stay at Liverpool, he surely would have signed now. No? No?
Yeah, I agree with you, Sharpie.
So what I'm saying is, now if I'm a player and I'm thinking, he's not going to be here next year, he doesn't want to be here. You know, why is he playing and all that kind of thing?
Spot on.
So I'm thinking round about it, I'm thinking, that's not right.
But I'll tell you what, okay, I'm the manager, you're leaving, right? Yeah. And I say to you, here's the captaincy, here's the armband at Swansea. How do you feel?
Exactly.
I'm thinking, do I really want this captaincy? Mm-hmm. I'm on my way out of here. Mm-hmm. What's this all about? Mm-hmm. That's a strange one. That's a really strange one. You know, we knew Coutinho would go. You know, Coutinho's been here for a long time, but we all thought it'd be the end of the season, you know. But to give Emre Can the captaincy, for me, if he's not signing, it's not right. If he wants to go...
I think it was three strange decisions. Mignolet was given it when he was under pressure. Well, Coutinho was given it, he was leaving. And then Ray Charles was given it.
But they're different, OK. But he's not committing the future. Liverpool want him to stay. And by all accounts, it's a good contract, whatever. But he's still holding them to ransom.
Yeah, of course he is.
And doesn't want... So to give him the captaincy and to play him as regularly, you know, and I'm thinking... A little bit strange, right?
And at the end of the day, he's going to keep the fans, you know, on edge, saying, well, it's all possible now. I might be signing. There's not a dog's chance in hell he will sign for Liverpool now, because he's been promised so much money signing on fee from whatever, Juventus or whatever, 10 million signing on fee, 200 grand a week. You know, it's not Liverpool's not going to give him that now. Mm. So he's gone. That's where I'm concerned. If he signs for Liverpool, I'll shave my hair off.
Will you? Will you shave your hair off?
No.
You just said you would.
I'll shave my muzzy off.
Shave your muzzy off, would you? Just the top bit of...
I'll shave...
Just one half of your muzzy.
Muzzy the whole lot, not my hair. I'll have a show.
But how many times have you heard managers say, there's a contract, sign it. If you're not signing it, you're not good to me. We've got to look ahead. We've got to look towards the future.
Right, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock. It's Radio City and Radio City Talk. It's the Radio City Legends with 188 Bet. We're going to do our quiz. Pens next.
Radio City Talk.
The Legends with 188 Bet. Pre-match, in play, bet involved. Please gamble responsibly.
At Thomas Cook Airlines, we've got great deals to the USA. So great, in fact, you'll be excited even after you've landed. Here's Holly from Manchester on the 86th floor of the Empire State Building.
My word, just unreal.
Incredible view of Manhattan, ain't it?
Oh, sure. I just can't believe I flew from Manchester to New York for just £359.99 return.
Fly direct from Manchester to New York from just £359.99 return. Discover more offers aircrafted for you at thomascookairlines.com. Selected dates, limited availability, terms and conditions apply.
Steering wheel tappers, the 10 and 2s, Sunday drivers and dislikers of queues, beaded chairs, boombox boots, school runners and dashboard drummers, the singers, the seat adjusters, even the sat-nav addicts.
Take the next left.
At Esso, we notice every detail. Whatever type of driver you are, remember to scan your Tesco club card when you fill up at Esso. Esso. Energy lives here. For more information, visit esso.co.uk.
Oh, darling, I cook from fresh every day. After my 3-hour cat yoga and before my Zen me time. And for the rest of us, there's real life. So at Iceland, we've made eating well easy with our huge range of delicious frozen foods to help keep your resolutions fresher for longer. Think tasty fish fillets, avocado and tender stem broccoli. Easy to prepare and best of all, just use what you need and pop the rest back in the freezer. It really is the smarter way to cook from scratch. Iceland, more ways to eat well, subject to availability.
It's pretty simple. You have the house. And at Sutton Kirsch Estate Agents, we have the buyers and tenants. In fact, thousands looking for their dream home right now. Whether you're thinking of selling or letting, our team at Sutton Kirsch can introduce you and your home to them today. Call into your local branch to find out more at suttonkirsch.co.uk.
Start your new year car search at FOW. Our current stock levels are showing 260 MPVs, over 280 SUVs, and if it's a hatchback you're after, 1,200. We've a huge choice of quality used vehicles available. See fow.co.uk.
The limited edition's Oleg's BB-8 toy has now landed in our galaxy. Toy come with intergalactic onesie, improved cuddle compatibility, huge mirror pop eyes. But most importantly, when you get toy, you also receive 2-for-1 cinema tickets for a whole year.
Do you have the force to resist the cuteness?
Get your limited editions Oleg's BB-8 toy plus 2-for-1 cinema tickets only when you buy circumpensamarket.com.
Qualifying purchases until the 28th of February. Limited editions Oleg's BB-8 toy and 2-for-1 cinema tickets Tuesdays or Wednesdays. Participating cinemas. Standard tickets only. Cheapest ticket free. One membership per year. Conditions apply. Star Wars The Last Jedi in cinemas now.
Hi, I'm Leonie. I'm so excited about new Weight Watchers Flex. I've already lost 6.5 pounds and now smart points are even more flexible. There's over 200 foods you don't have to count or track. I've made lots of friends in the Connect community. If you love food and want to lose weight, you need Flex.
Join new Weight Watchers Flex today and get 1 month free on 3-month plans. Offer ends 3rd of February. Subscription fees and conditions apply. See website. Mainland UK only. Weight loss achieved over 2 weeks.
For lighting you'll love, trust Taskers. With over 700 styles in stock and on display, we've the Northwest's largest lighting showrooms and the lowest prices guaranteed. Our experienced staff are always there to help. So get room inspired at Taskers The Home Store, Long Lane Aintree, Wavertree Road, and now at Hunts Cross.
Call now 0151 472 0967. It's The Legends with Aldo and Sharpie. Radio City and Radio City Talk.
7:10. Radio City, Radio City Talk. It's time for pens. Of course it is.
Ooh, don't mention penalties with Liverpool, Steve. We've lost. We haven't scored. We've scored actually 4 out the last 10. We've missed 6 out the last 10. Something like that.
It's a good job you're in here, not Roberto Firmino, then, isn't it, John, to hold the Liverpool mantle up?
2 inches away from being the perfect penalty, but what's 2 inches in life?
What are you on about? Right, let's get on to some of the questions. Where are we up to? Who's winning this competition? It was a draw again, wasn't it?
It was a draw the other night,
A couple of draws and one defeat the last 3 times, with Sharpies on top.
John is the draw specialist. Okay, we've got 6 questions, 3 pens each. Let's see if it's red or blue that comes out on top this time. And Sharpie, would you like to start or pass it over?
Yes, I go for number 2.
You're going to go for number 2, right? So it's a mix of general knowledge and football questions. Here we go. Mo Salah scored for Liverpool in that terrible defeat to West Brom in the FA Cup. But how many goals has he scored for the Reds in all competitions this season? So Mo Salah, how many goals has he scored for the Reds in all competitions this season?
25.
It's close.
Hey, that was a quick answer, wasn't it?
Close.
Oh! What a goal!
I'm a little bit concerned that you knew the answer to that.
No, I had heard the last couple of weeks when we were talking about him.
I actually thought it was 26.
What was it?
John, good job you didn't get that question then, isn't it, John? Let's move on. Where do you want to go to?
Oh, dear me, 6. Go on.
Number 6, right. This is a general sports question. Name the recent winner of the Women's Australian Open in tennis. So name the recent winner of the Australian Open in tennis.
Yeah, it's the Danish girl.
Yeah, that's all good. Yeah. What's her name?
Liverpool fan as well,
No, I follow her on Twitter.
What's her name?
Yeah, I can't say it.
Oh, he's out of time.
No.
John,
Rory
McIlroy's old girlfriend.
Oh, hold on a minute. What?
Yeah, it's not Sharapova, it's the other one.
No,
the,
excuse me.
What's the name?
Oh, wasn't
what's the name? I watched the final.
You was so close.
Wozniacki. Wozniacki, that's it. I can't say it.
Is she Japanese?
Wozniacki.
This one is, the one he was watching.
It's Wozniacki, isn't it?
Yeah, what's her first name?
First name is Stefan, isn't it? Something?
No, there you go. You got that completely wrong.
Caroline.
Caroline, not Caroline.
Caroline Wozniacki.
Poor girl, she just won one of the biggest sporting events in the world.
And you two on the telly. You
made a mishmash of a name.
I never. Number 4 for me, Steve.
All right. Let me put a cross by that. Number 4. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Right. Who won the record, album, and song of the year at last night's Grammy Awards?
Oh, my God.
So who won the record, album, and song of the year?
Well, yeah, that last made night's City News and all.
Grammys.
I forgot.
No idea.
Come on, Sharpie.
Justin Timberlake.
Absolutely no idea.
Look up at the skies.
Stars.
Bruno Mars.
Sweep.
No.
All right, Johnny's let you back in. There we go. Where do you want to go to now?
Go on, I'm going to go for number 5.
Okay, number 5. You should get this because you like your golf. Name the golfer who won on the PGA Tour today after an epic playoff.
Today?
Couldn't be decided last night.
Oh, come on.
So it was on yesterday as well. So the golfer who won after the playoff in the PGA today.
Brilliant.
How do I know?
I'll tell you who it was.
I'm not watching it.
It was between Alex Noren and Jason Day, and Jason Day won it.
I wouldn't have got that. No, I've not been watching it, no.
Oh,
I've not been watching it. No, why? Not once in the golf.
What is going through his head?
So they played over 5 holes. Couldn't get a winner.
Yeah.
They were playing in pitch black.
Did they play nearest the pin then?
No, they played it the next morning, 1 hole. And Jason Day won it.
Nearest the pin. Mm. Sharpie, what do you want to go for?
Number 1.
Excellent. No. Oh, well, he's won it now.
Oh, no.
Because he's bound to score this one.
It's an
easy pen.
Oh, yeah.
In what country did Piers Morgan interview Donald Trump recently? Did you watch the interview?
Come on.
No, I never watched it.
Did you know what happened?
He's going to throw a random guess and you get a spot on, aren't you?
I never.
You don't know what country it happened in.
No, I don't. No, I know it was in the stupid... It wasn't Davos or whatever that conference
was. It is one of those where you don't want to watch schoolboy football.
Switzerland.
I was not. I wouldn't have gone.
Our bed's run out. It's staying that long. Oh, bring it back in a little bit. There we go.
I would have got that one.
John, it's a chance for a draw.
Draw. Come on, Steve.
He's the draw specialist.
Give me an easy one. Give me an easy one. Come on.
Number three.
Right. Number three. How many games has David Unsworth won as Everton manager or co-manager?
Oh, trick question.
So how many games has David Unsworth won as Everton manager or co-manager? Have a little thing, don't jump in too quick.
No, I've just got to go one.
Two, no, I'll go two. I'll go in between, I'll go two.
They won the one at the end of last season. Yeah. And they won the West Ham one, but he's not won another one.
Joe Royal. The answer's two. Norwich in 2016 with Joe Royal and West Ham.
So those are
the only one he won when he was this time around West Ham.
There you go. It's a draw again. Well done, boys. Oh.
Do you think it was three series, did you?
Yeah, I thought it was one more than one with just this season West Ham. I thought he'd won another one.
On a split again, well done. John's over the moon. He loves a good draw.
I'm happy with that,
there's nothing like a good draw in John's eyes, is there?
At the moment,
right, the FA Cup draw's going on at the moment, but you're not.
No, as well.
Are you that interested?
We're interested.
Yeah, let's have a little look.
I can't change the telly, so I'll have to get it up on social media. Obviously, there's a few big teams in there, and it gets to a tasty part of the competition quite soon.
Man City are in again. Man City are going well for all four trophies.
You want to see Man United get Man City.
I watched Man City yesterday. Man City are a different planet at this moment. Absolutely fabulous. Sterling scored another goal.
What about the challenge on Sane?
Horrendous.
Yes, poor.
Should have been a straight red.
Yeah, that's poor.
And even the second challenge where he got the second yellow card was a poor tackle.
John.
But looking over the weekend as well, what about the boy at West Ham? It sparked. That is the lowest of the low. Matsuaku, is it? He spat on in the Wigan play.
Played in Spain, and sometimes you played internationally. I got it a few
horrible
times. The worst one was probably Fernando Couto done it to me at Portugal. I was really surprised because he was a prominent player. Obviously in Spain he had it done to me quite a bit.
What, he spat at you on the pitch?
Loads of times in them days. The cameras wouldn't get it, you know what I mean? So it used to go on, and they used to try and intimidate you to react and get sent off, and
horrible.
It's horrible. It was horrible, to be fair.
Right, let's take some more calls. 7:15. It's the Radio City Legends with 188 Bet. We're still talking Liverpool. Let's get Michael on first of all. He's in Harewood. Evening, Michael.
What's happening, lads? Are you okay?
Hello, Michael.
All right. Yeah. Just wanted to talk about the Reds. Really, I don't really want to go into the performance on the pitch because, at the end of the day, we've lost two games in 19, and, that can happen. I just can't really get my head around what's going on in this window. Obviously, we signed Van Dijk, everyone's made up with it, and then straight away, we sell Coutinho. I still can't wrap my head around. I mean, even Klopp gave an interview saying, he wouldn't have been able to play for us for this season. There's a World Cup at the end of the season. He would have had to play. There's not a chance he would have gone into that World Cup, risking his place and being out of form. And obviously, we've had enough time to get players in. I understand he's not going to compromise for players, but you look at the players that are moving around, Aubameyang, Sanchez, Mkhitaryan. I'm not saying we'd have gone for any of them, but, if you've got money to spend, surely we can go and get players. Even if he doesn't want to replace, say, Coutinho, but we want to go and get a keeper. We've been linked to a couple of very decent keepers. I don't know whether you've seen the lad from Roma.
But he's
far better than the ones we've got. So, if there's money to spend there, go and sign him. And it's a position less to sort.
It's just such a rush. We've talked about it before. I think the manager done his own work early on. He knew he wanted to get, obviously, Van Dijk in, one. And then to see how it went. But it's run out of time now, and it's not going to happen, mate. It's just not going to happen, pal. But you're right, I would like to see another body come in, Coutinho, like. But if they're not out there and people are holding you to ransom, it's a tough one. But you've got to make sure that the money's still there in the pot, you know, for the manager in June, along with next year's money that we normally get, you know.
Yeah. Well, when he's talking about this Lamar, and, you know, obviously the reporters are saying that they want 90 million for him, but we think we can get him cheaper in the summer. What if he goes to the World Cup and France win it and he's a key part of it? You're not paying 90 million, then you're paying 120.
Yeah, you won't get him. That's part of the gamble, isn't it? Yeah.
If he thinks that he's going to come in and he's going to make a difference now, just get him. Money's there. There's no need to be sitting on
it. Also, you can actually sign before the World Cup. You know, yeah. That's another thing. At the end of the season, after the last game, things can happen in the run-up to the World Cup. You just don't know.
It's just a massive risk. Obviously, we're in fourth now. At the end of the day, tomorrow we could beat Huddersfield tomorrow, and then on Wednesday we could be 3 points off second again. And you know, everyone's moaning.
Yeah,
and
you think
we're actually in a decent position, but
it's just back to back, and then it's hard to take when you get by the bottom two teams, you know, back to back after City, you know, you're on such a high, you know, and it's gut wrenching, isn't it? You know, if you're a big fan like I am, and you get up next morning, you know, your guts, you're thinking someone just give me a right dig in the guts there, because you don't feel good, do you? And that's the way it is.
Not at all, no.
Good stuff, Michael. Thank you very much indeed. We're going to shift on to another red.
Hold on, there's a mismatch here.
What's that?
Doing the FA Cup draw.
Who?
Ruud Gullit and Robbie Savage.
Different ends of the spectrum.
Bang average one here.
Okay, let's take another Liverpool call. Gary's on the line. Evening, Gary.
Oh, yeah. You know,
Hello, guys.
Hello, yeah. I just want to talk about VAR. I know he's already out, but just before the Zoom, I'm just going to say, Clough needs to take the blame for Saturday. I was there, and you just don't mess with your back four, I don't think.
Yeah, you obviously made Moreno coming in instead of Robinson, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, let's go on to VAR. I'm a big fan of the NFL, and I do not want our football to go that way, even though I love the NFL, and I'm big fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers. I've been over there, I've fought them, and I've seen them at Wembley as well. But I don't want our game to go down that route. But I am a fan of bringing in VAR,
technology,
or whatever you want to call it. But on Saturday, the crowds were confused. You know, they didn't really know what was going on. So something needs to be done. And we don't have big screens at Anfield.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
It's not like, you know, we can tell the fans, but in the NFL, they're mic'd up and they talk and
So in the NFL, if there's a decision, does someone commentate over it while they're waiting for something to happen? I don't know because I don't watch it.
Right. Things get reviewed automatically, a lot of things. But this is how I think it should be. Now, it's right that they're reviewing goals, penalties, red cards. Right. Now, all I think we should be reviewing at the moment, I know it's a trial on it and all this, but goals should automatically get reviewed, no matter what. Every goal, just to check for offside, just in case there's a doubt. So just someone can just quickly say, you don't have to go and look at a video, just someone can quickly say to them, look, that's fine, or it's an offside, you need to go and check that out. It's questionable, whatever. Right, but with anything else, like tennis and like in the NFL, now in the NFL you get two challenges a game.
Okay.
Now, what happens? You have three timeouts in a game. So if you lose a challenge, you lose a timeout. So you can't manage the clock then. Now, if we had challenges, just two challenges. So if Klopp has two challenges, Allardyce has two challenges. You know, saying for the derby, whatever. Now, in the NFL, they have like a red handkerchief in the back pocket. It's almost like they call it a flag. It's not a flag. It's just a handkerchief with a weight on it. And they throw it on the pitch. You know, that's not going to happen in that, because the fans will be throwing things on the pitch and everything. Yeah. But you know, if we just had some way where they can just go, no, I need to challenge that. That was definitely a penalty. You know, instead of the referee go, oh, I need to stop the game. Because it took ages, didn't it?
So you're advocating a limited number of challenges for each side.
Yeah, we mentioned that earlier on. Yeah. And we could come up, but that could become a possibility down the line, obviously.
Yeah, and if we had two, just two a game per team, And maybe if you win both of them, you get a third. And then you can challenge again. If you don't, then you're tough. And then you can't turn that and say, well, you know, this decision at the end, you know, it wasn't reviewed. Well, tough, because you've already used
Would you want to see video screens in the stadiums or not?
Yeah.
You would. Sharpie, would you?
The
only thing is, you can't bring it in all the way down the leagues, can you?
That's the thing.
That's the problem. Yeah, they haven't got the technology, have they?
I just think that, listen, I don't want to go down the road of like, I know you're an NFL supporter kind of thing, but I'm not sure about the two challenges and everything else, and that just messes it all up. If they're going to do the VAR, do it for, as they said, and listen, this is only a trial period, and we understand that. But they need to iron it out so that when it starts next season, I'm sure they had the same problems in Germany when they'd done it as well. I just hope that by the time next season starts, they've got it off to tee. They've decided what they're doing it for, what they're doing it for. They let everybody know, because I think at the moment, everybody's still in the dark, you know, about, you know, should they do this, should they do that, what's it for? I just think that we need to learn what it's all about and keep it at that, because I think if we start going down given challenges and the team to get two challenges each or whatever, I think you lose football then. I just think
you've got to be careful.
There's not a lot wrong with the game at this moment.
Gary, got to be quick. You've got 10 seconds. Go on.
Okay. It's okay.
All right, guys.
Top boys, thank you very much indeed. We've got to finish the show. I'll quickly tell you about the FA Cup draw. Chef Wednesday versus Notts County or Swansea. West Brom against Southampton. Could have been Liverpool. Chelsea Hull. Leicester versus Sheffield United. Huddersfield or Birmingham versus Manchester United. Millwall or Rochdale against Newport or Tottenham. Your old side, Newport. But, of course, Tottenham might be the end of the line for them. Sure, yeah. Brighton against Coventry. And then Wigan, who were the giant killers of the weekend.
Great draw from your mate Paul Cook. Cookie will be made up with that one. Great one from Wigan, wasn't it? Yeah, it's a great draw for them. Yeah, get a few bob there.
Look at the Premier League clubs. Man City, you'd expect to go through.
They'll draw go through. Yeah,
Tottenham, Man United, Leicester, Chelsea, West Brom, Southampton. I tell you what,
quarterfinals are going to be meaty, aren't they? Yeah,
and that's where you look at it and think, oh, we're not there. We were still in it.
Yeah, who would you have got?
We'd have been at home against Southampton. Home draw, that would have been all right.
Would have been all right.
No longer.
Could have been worse. Boys, we could have been home against Southampton.
Good luck with the respective games this week. Thanks to the boys, as always, the Radio City Legends with 188 Bet returns on Thursday night. I'll be back from 7 a.m. tomorrow morning on Radio City Talk with the kickoff. Hope I'll have your company then. Until then, good night.
Radio City Talk.
The Legends with 188 Bet. Pre-match, in-play, bet involved. Please gamble responsibly.
Magic moments. A winning